Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We're still in Proverbs chapter 15. So let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you and worship you for this book. A mighty knowledge and wisdom that's in this book of Proverbs. We are so grateful for the wonderful words that's in the book of Proverbs. Help us to understand them. Help us to do what it says. And Lord, we praise you and thank you. Now bless your word as it goes out today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, today we're starting with verse 20. Proverbs chapter 15, it says, "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother." In other words, if you're a sensible child, you'll bring joy to your father. But if you're a foolish child, you will despise your mother. Now then, you will make your parents so sad if you're that kind of a child. So don't do those kind of things. You know, be a sensible child. So bring actual joy to your parents. Let them be proud of you, and your life will be long on the earth. It will be much longer than it will if you don't do these things, because if you don't honor your mother and father, your life will be considerably shorter on the earth, because the Word of God says so. There is a consequence for everything we do that's not according to this book. Now then, when you begin to get a hold of that, it'll change the way you do business. Now in verse 21, he says, "Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly." Now, in simple terms, foolishness brings joy to those who have no sense. A sensible person stays on the right path. In other words, the pathway to life is a narrow path. Jesus said it's narrow, and he said few there will be that'll find that path. Said it's narrow. But he said the way to destruction is broad, and many there will be that will find it. So many people will make that wrong choice, and they will actually become fools, because foolishness brings joy to those who have no sense. And why do they not have any sense? Because they have no wisdom. They have not made Jesus Lord of their life. All anybody's got to do is become a possessor of eternal life. And when you become a partaker of eternal life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I will guarantee it will change everything in your makeup. You can be different in every way, form, or fashion. Now then, verse 22, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established." In other words, if you want to put it like this, your plans will go wrong for lack of advice, but many counselors will bring success. In other words, if you go to do something, if you go to build a house, you go to invest, I mean, you'd go to do anything of any significance, you ought to at least get some counsel, some advice from someone before you do these things. And the absolute best one to ask about everything is God. You come to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to direct your steps, walk holy before Him, and you will see that many counselors will bring great success in your life. So that's a good place to start. Now, verse 23 says, "A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is." In other words, everyone enjoys a fitting reply. In other words, it's nice to hear somebody say something that's nice. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. That's what he's trying to say. It is so wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. When you're listening, you're being led by the Spirit, you will always make those right choices. In verse 24, it says, "The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath." In other words, the path of the wise will lead you to life above. In other words, what is life above? That life abundantly. The path of the wise. In other words, if you are wise and you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to take the right path, and it's going to lead not only to an abundant life here on this earth, but it's going to lead to eternal life in the kingdom above, or the kingdom of God. It says here that you will leave the grave behind. In other words, this is talking over in the book of Proverbs about leaving the grave behind. But in the New Testament, Paul tells us clearly in 1 Corinthians and in the Thessalonians that one day is going to come when the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then they and those of us which are alive and remain at the time shall be caught up to forever to be with the Lord. And that's going to be a wonderful place to go. So, the path of the wise will absolutely lead to life above. They will leave the grave behind. Now, that is a wonderful thing to know. Verse 25 says, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. And that's verse 24. The way of life... verse 25, excuse me. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. In verse 25. In fact, the Lord absolutely will destroy the house of the proud, and he will protect the property of the widows. But he's talking about the widows that are widows indeed. He's talking about widows that are being obedient to the word, in fact, in the New Testament, the scripture says, widows that are to be supported by the church must be at least 60 years of age or older, and they should have been a good wife, a submissive wife, that was good to their husband, and that their husband had died, and that they have washed the feet of the disciples. They were just a good helper. They done a good job raising their children. They led them the right way, taught them the right things. So what does that mean? That means every widow is not qualified to receive help from the church. Only a very few are. But the Lord tells us what to do, so we have to read his word, and then we have to abide by it. But he will establish the borders of the widow in verse 25. He will protect the property of the widow if she was walking holy before God. Now, in verse 26, it says, the thoughts of the wicked are as an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Now, he's talking about the Lord here despises the thoughts of the wicked, but he delights in pure words. Now, if the Lord despises the thoughts of the wicked, what are the thoughts of the wicked? Well, the thoughts of the wicked, they want to stop by the beer joint this afternoon and have a few beers. You know, they want to smoke a few cigarettes and burn up their lungs. They want to use a little foul language and take the Lord's name in vain. In other words, the Lord despises the thoughts of the wicked. Now, what are the wicked? Those that love evil. Those that do not love God. But the Lord despises the thoughts of the wicked. But he delights in pure words. Now, those of us that are willing to speak pure words, what are pure words? That's his words, the word of God. When you walk in faith and walk in God's word, you'll walk in pure words. You'll have no evil thoughts. You'll be able to capture every thought. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. What is he trying to say there? In other words, he's trying to say dishonest money will bring grief to the whole family, but those who hate a bribe will live. In other words, I'd done a job one time in Chicago years ago as an engineer. I went up there, and I got three bids like I'm supposed to, three different companies, and this one company that bid, I'd never used them before, and they were the low bidder. I had a spec book for them to bid from, and I had all the requirements laid out. I had everything. The job was completely specced out, so they couldn't cut me short nowhere. They knew exactly what I expected. Well, they got the bid. It was low, and I thought, well, it's going to be tough for them to meet this criteria and do all this and make very much money at the price they quoted. But I said, they bid it, and I asked the guy, I said, are you sure you know what you're doing? He said, yes, I do. So I said, okay, no problem. You got the job. Well, a little later, the man tried to give me a few $100 in $20 bills under the table, and I told him, no, I do not take a bribe. I said, you're going to do a good job on this place. for this company, or you won't never do another job for this corporation I work for. He said, well, in Chicago, that's just the way we do business. I told him, I said, well, you may be in Chicago, but you're not dealing with a Chicagoan. You're dealing with a Christian. And I said, I'm a man of God. I'm a man with eternal life, and I don't deal crooked. So the Lord hates bribes. And he says, if he says those who hates bribes will live, then what's he trying to say? Those that take a bribe is going to die early. So you're sinning when you take those bribes, and it will cause your life to be shorter. And I don't know about you, but I want my life to be long. I want to love God, praise his holy name. Now this next one in verse 28 is pretty awesome. In Proverbs 15:28, it says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Think about what that just said. In verse 28, it says, the godly think before speaking. Now, how many people do you know that in your life just blurt out an answer without even thinking? Well, the Lord says the godly, which is supposed to be the believers in Christ, the godly think before speaking. In other words, if you will give it a minute and you will think just a little bit before you start talking, you can keep yourself out of a whole lot of trouble. But the godly, now if you're supposed to be a child of God, you're supposed to be godly. So he said, think before speaking. But he said, the wicked spout evil words. Now you can tell who they are. Because, boy, I mean, they just spout those evil words all the time. But the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Now, I don't know about you, but if the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous, I want to be righteous. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to walk holy before God, and I want to be known as the righteousness of God in Christ. But he says there, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat, in verse 30. Isn't that amazing? A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. So if a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news makes for good health, or the King James says there, makes the bones fat, which is amazing. That people need to go around smiling and being cheerful. Because cheerful brings joy to the heart. And as your heart's, you know, you need a good, strong heart. So you need to absolutely be cheerful in everything that you do. So your heart will be a healthy heart. And listen to good news only. It'll make for good health. So don't go around listening to all kinds of bad news. Well, we're at the end of the day. I'd like to give you an opportunity to call us at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, and we'll be happy to send you free media material, whatever kind you have. And also, you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order our audio and video stuff free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.